Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, as promised, we're going to continue with part two of last week's show. It was recorded at our public open meeting on September 19th, and it was John Ainsworth and Cliff Muncy of America's Remedy, and one's a historian, and I think they're both legal activists. And John is the founder of America's Remedy. He's a nonpartisan educational think tank whose focus through education and activism is to reestablish America and her demi-sovereign states on a free and constitutional foundation. Cliff Muncy, which is the part you'll hear today, Cliff is director of media at America's Remedy, a nonpartisan educational think tank. And he's going to talk to us today about some of the solution that they propose. Now, we're bringing this to you as a recorded meeting, a meeting, like I said, free and open to the public. We do that the third Tuesday of every month. We don't necessarily advocate or support every thing that every speaker we bring in says. We just put it out here for your information, and then you can make up your own mind. But we're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and get started with Cliff Muncy of America's Remedy.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we smoked with pecan wood, devil crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I'm going to introduce our crew here tonight. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold. They're regulars.
Good evening. Or good day.
We've got Michael with us. We've got Hal and Rainer James.
Good evening.
And we have a special guest, Colonel John James. He's from Alaska and has been appointed by the governor of Alaska as a colonel in the Alaska Defense Force. Is
Commander
that
of it, yes.
Commander of the Alaska Defense Force. So, John, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's next hear from Cliff Muncy, who followed John Ainsworth's presentation on what they thought the problem was. Cliff's going to bring us what they think the remedy is.
Thank you, John. How many here think that John built a pretty good case against Reconstruction and the nationalization of citizenship? So that was the historical and legal background. I want to take us through a little bit of the remedy and the progress that we've made so far. And I want to tell you here, John did make a pretty good case, but he's got a lot more information to present. Hopefully education inspires action. We don't want to just be frustrated. We want to actually create a plan of action. Let me ask you a question. What gives an unconstitutional act power? Treating it as if it were constitutional. That's a good answer. How about obedience? Now, John showed you a law graph earlier. I'm going to break it down here again just in a little bit different way. But this is the order of authority that we had in America. Of course, the creator on the top and the created on the bottom. We had God. God created man. Man organizes himself in states composed of state citizens. And we had states that were over the federal government. They gave the federal government a very specific, limited list of enumerated powers. Now, with Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment, the nationalization of citizenship, we flip this arrangement completely upside down, where the federal government is on the top, states are on the bottom, citizenship is nationalized, and we want to wipe God off the map. So who are these little red people? These are United States citizens. We are giving aid and comfort in our participation in the original revolution. How do we remedy a revolution? What's the opposite of revolution? Well, in order to get back to the federal union, a true federal union, where we have state-loyal state citizens from what we have today, which is a nation in which every state is composed of national U.S. citizens, in order to go from what we have today to what we had then, we want to reverse the revolution. We want to have a counter-revolution. We want to reestablish lawful states. And by reestablishing lawful states, do we remember what the definition of a state is? People. We want to reestablish ourselves because we want to obey only what's constitutional. It's a little backwards way of thinking from what we normally, the way we normally think. So we realized this in 1997, we reestablished the original de jure state of North Carolina. So that sounds pretty out of the box. Let me explain it. Has anyone ever heard that two states called North Carolina have entered the American Union? John hit on it just a moment ago. But two states called North Carolina have entered the American Union. This was the original state for the freemen, for free people of North Carolina. It was the 12th state to enter the American Union. And we've seen this flag here. This one entered June 25th, 1868. You remember when Reconstruction happened, 1867, 68. This was the 39th state to enter the American Union. And this one is for U.S. citizens residing in North Carolina. These, if you go back to the constitutions of these states, this is the wording that you will see and who these states are ordained for. So this is the difference in these two body politics. Now, as John's illustrated just a minute ago, the one on the left here we would refer to as de jure. And the one on the right we would refer to as de facto. De jure is a lawful term. This was of the consent of the governed. And de facto meaning that it's of fact. It's actually here in existence and it's being recognized, but it's not necessarily put in place lawfully. So based on this determination and the things that John has talked about, in 1997 we reestablished the original state of North Carolina. Okay, so how do you reestablish a state? Well, we base this a lot on the Declaration of Independence, very grassroots originating type of document here. And we composed a Declaration of Reestablishment. This is the Declaration of Reestablishment for the state of North Carolina. titled the North Carolina American Republic to keep it different in name from the de facto state. This is our Declaration of Reestablishment. You can see some signatures there and the seal. I want to read you just a little bit about of this document to give you an idea of what it says. And this is available. If you want to look it up, it's available at ncrepublic.org if you would like to read the entire Declaration of Reestablishment. We, the inhabitants of North Carolina, know it is our duty and our right to reestablish North Carolina and to set an example for the nation to witness the reestablishment of a republic of free sovereign people, peacefully, openly, and without violence, in a manner never before seen in history. The reestablished state of North Carolina, the North Carolina American Republic. We gave notice. We actually sent notice to Governor Jim Hunt at the time and Bill Clinton. John can tell you some very interesting stories about certain people coming to knock on his door. Those are some fascinating stories. We established under the pre-Reconstruction Constitution of December 18, 1776. We hold regular elections. We have taxes and the treasury. We have officers and representatives. We have regular public meetings, and we have citizens around the state. How many people knew that not only was there another state of North Carolina operating here, but that we do have citizens of that other state here? Those citizens bring legal challenges, and we have been at every level of the judicial system. John also showed you that we had a case approaching the Supreme Court as well. So here we are. We have a fairly small group. How many have ever actually heard of the North Carolina American Republic in this room? I'm not seeing any hands. Let the record show. So fairly small group of people. Is our goal to get a ruling? Are we just going to go into the court system? We're going to show them all these fascinating facts, and they're going to say, okay, guys, you're right. Here are the keys. We give up. No, not quite. Our goals are twofold. Number one, by doing this, we're building a record. So we're building a legal record. You can actually go, again, to ncrepublic.org, and you can see our citizen court cases and what we've been doing with that. We have all kinds of different results. I'm not going to get into those today, but we'd be glad to tell you about those, again, if you guys invite us back. Our other point is that we want to bring awareness. We want publicity for these things. When we go in there, we don't want just two or three people showing up to the courthouse. We want 20, 30, 50. 500. We want a lot of people showing up to these things. Let's put more pressure on the system. So what's our end game? I had a lady ask us this the other day. What's your end game? So I thought, you know what? I'm going to put this question in here. Our end game is to see every state reestablish. It is, after all, America's remedy and not just North Carolina's remedy. Which leads me to our last point today, a proposal for a large-scale movement. This is a concept I'd like for you to bring to you guys today. So what are our hurdles moving forward? I told you we're a fairly small group. And some of our hurdles, which we realize, and there are many hurdles that we realize, and I'm sure you guys could come up with some other hurdles. But I want to identify with two today. First of all is education. How many people knew that Reconstruction and national citizenship, most people are proud to be called U.S. citizens. You know, how many people believe that that's actually a bad thing? So education, we need education on this stuff. I went to a private school. My wife was homeschooled. First time we saw John, my wife ended up in tears. She didn't realize the things about Lincoln that John was teaching. She didn't realize the things about Reconstruction. She's probably going to get at me later for telling this information. But so education, we need education. We've got a few ideas for education. One thing is we want to get into the homeschool movement. And we've got a curriculum in progress, but we need help with that. And so we're here to recruit. We're here to recruit folks to help us and to help us develop this movement. Educators and materials. I highly encourage you before you leave to go by our table and check out some of our books and our videos. We've got DVDs. We've got a lot of online resources. Has anybody checked out our YouTube channel here? We've got a ton of videos on there, and we try to tape these presentations so that folks can share them all around. We try not to charge for things when we can. We try to, you know, get by, but check out our channel there. And we need your talent. Again, we're here to recruit folks. We need teachers and educators. What's the other thing? The other thing is fear. Education is kind of easy to talk about. You may get lambasted for things. You may get criticized for educating things that are unpopular. But when you start talking about reestablishing a state, when you start talking about changing people's allegiance to something and going into court, that strikes fear into people's eyes. You can see that. And we don't blame you. We've been to these court cases, and it's difficult. In the beginning of change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. But when his cause succeed, the timid join him. For then, it costs nothing to be a patriot. Do I have any karaoke singers here tonight? I like karaoke. That's good. So we're going to have a little karaoke later? Yeah. Oh, I'm getting hands coming up. Boy, we got volunteers. Yeah. So do you ever get fearful, you know, when you've got to go up on stage by yourself? This is me. This is a little place in Floyd, Virginia called Dogtown. It's a little pizza restaurant. We were having a good time. Cliff, get up there and sing us some Johnny Cash, right?
Some Johnny Cash.
So, get up there and sing us some Johnny Cash. So, you know, I'm being pressured, and nobody likes to be pressured. And there was quite a bit of people there. I've sung before, but there's a good number of people there. But what if you can get your friends to come along with you? You know, but if you can get other people to come along with you, that makes it a little easier. It's not as hard to go up that way. Well, look at these folks here. There's just some other people that were there that night. Look how much fun they're having. They're not only not afraid anymore, they're actually having a blast. I mean, look at these folks. This guy's waving his fist. I don't know what he's doing. Smiling guy over here. And now they're actually bringing, people are coming up from the audience and dancing in front of them. They're having so much fun. So it draws a crowd. So fear. This is the concept that I want to present to you tonight. And it's a fairly early concept, so we want your help in developing this. But maybe we can build an interim movement in order to build a network, in order to network with one another. Before we press this thing forward at full speed, maybe we can develop a network. Because not only does this alleviate fear and is there comfort in numbers, there's also power in numbers. Has anyone ever heard of the New Hampshire Free State Project? Anybody familiar with that? Okay. I'm not going to get into real deep detail about the New Hampshire Free State Project, but I want to give you just a little thumbnail sketch because of their methodology that they use. Okay, so this is straight from Wikipedia. Their methodology was a political migration founded in 2001, and the idea was to recruit 20,000 libertarians and have the participants sign a statement of intent or a pledge to relocate. These are people that are going to pack up their bags and move to New Hampshire within 5 years of reaching 20,000 pledges. 20,000 pledges. Now, they have had some success. I've got some numbers down there. I'm not going to go over all this. But the idea is that we want to see the numbers first before we commit to this thing. If you get the numbers, then we'll go. That's the concept that they're addressing. I think that's an interesting concept, and it's something that perhaps that we could use. So I want to introduce to you an idea called the Reestablish the States Movement. Now again, this is a concept, but just imagine that process being applied to what we're talking about today, an interim movement whereby folks visit a website, you've got marketing, a lot of information exchange being involved. Yes, I will reclaim citizenship in my reestablished state, my body politic that you guys are working on here, when 50,000 pledges are reached. Now 50,000 sounds like a lot. We've always said one half of 1%. 0.5% of the North Carolina population. But it could be any number. We're not set on that. It could absolutely be any number. This is just a graphic. I just want to illustrate this for you. And the beautiful thing about this is there's no relocation necessary. We may attract some folks. Hey, guess what the folks in North Carolina are doing? They're reestablishing their state. That is pretty wild. We may get some other people. But you don't have to move. You're right here. All you're doing is you're changing your allegiance from this United States citizenship and its benefits and its allegiance, its support, and you're wanting that system to die off because you are reclaiming your state citizenship in your reestablished state. So what interest have we had so far? Well, we did a webcast, 2012 actually. We've got a list here of, these were people that called in from various states. So 13 states, we had people from 13 states call in. This is the list. And so I can go on and tell you a little bit more about things that we've heard, things that we've been talking about with people, and the results that we've seen. But for right now, I just want to tell you that this is the blueprint for America's Remedy as we have it so far. We want to continue talking with you. This is the blueprint. You guys are the rebuilders. Let's talk.
It's time now for a word from our sponsors. We urge you to support them with your business and thank them for bringing you CCTA Wake Up Call.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email hal@cctaxpayers.com. That's hal@cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact hal@cctaxpayers.com. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
Okay, I need a brief synopsis for our listeners so they'll understand. Maybe some of them didn't hear last week's show or couldn't attend the meeting of what this America's Remedy is all about and what they brought to us. Michael?
They are focused on getting to the entry level, the beginning part of where some of what a lot of people have perceived as unconstitutional acts and the abuse of power by any branch or by any part of the federal government. And they feel like that whenever you really get to the center of the argument, that you can get back to the 14th Amendment, the Reconstruction period, and the usurpation of power by the federal government that was supposed to essentially answer to the states, and the states answer to their people, and they inverted that power structure to where now the federal government goes to the people and kind of does an end round on the states, and they want to put the states back to their check on federal authority. You know, we everybody talks about separation of powers and checks and balances. One of those checks and balances was originally designed to work up and down the scale, where states could stop the federal government from doing things that were unconstitutional, and we've lost that. They're big into that. They're big into the variety of different what has happened because of it, and they think that we have a legal case that can be brought about because of these violations.
All right. And Hal, there was one particular point that you thought was really needed to be paid attention to.
Well, there are two points, and I think these two short points put in really perspective the whole argument, at least up to the point before you start what to do about it. This tells what was wrong with it. The first one is that a U.S. Supreme Court has said an unconstitutional act is not a law. That's in Norton versus Shelby County. So an unconstitutional act is not a law. I think everybody in CCTA has agreed about that for a long time. Nobody's arguing that we shouldn't have to obey an unconstitutional act or law. Now, but here's the next thing. The states that were created because of this Reconstruction, changing from a territory back to a state, were not injured. They're not a party who was injured. To go into court and be allowed into court with a case, you have to be an injured party. These states are not an injured party. So what John Ainsworth's argument is, that to have a legal foundation for a peaceful resistance to Reconstruction, you have to reconstitute the original states because they were the ones that were injured. The Reconstruction states were not injured, but the original states were.
But, honey, there's a fly in the ointment.
What is it?
When you start down that path,
Well, if you reestablish citizenship in your reestablished state,
you're getting to the solution now.
No, I'm not. Yes and no. If you do that, the original state of North Carolina seceded from the Union. When they were let back in, they were treated as territories. First, the federal government said, okay, you're still states, you could stay in, yada, yada, yada. Then they decided that North Carolina was part of a conquered nation, turned them into territories, and let them in under duress thereafter.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I agree.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not finished.
I think you're right.
Since we and the federal government at one point agreed that we had seceded, that original state no longer existed because it took itself into a different status.
That's where I have a small disagreement with you. I think there was a point where the state of North Carolina said, we're not part of the country. The Union's premise from the outset of the war was to preserve the Union mm-hmm. in its entirety. Mm-hmm. So they had the states in rebellion. They didn't actually agree to the concept that we were ever a separate country. Or
right.
I say we, meaning the territory, not necessarily myself particularly, but that North Carolina was a separate country.
Right.
So based on that...
So they started out treating us like rebels, a rebellion. They were
correct.
Putting down a rebellion.
The counter-argument, and John spoke on this in last week's episode, was that there was a period after the war ended where they consulted with and treated North Carolina as a full member of the country again, mm-hmm. and then stopped doing so arbitrarily so that they could pass the 14th Amendment illegally.
Okay. I agree with you that either one was true or the other was true. North Carolina and other southern states took the position that they seceded, that they started another country, a confederacy. I maintain that that is exactly what happened when they shifted from your rebels to you are a conquered country. We're going to turn you into territories and we're going to control you. That was awful, but it was the appropriate circumstance. They said at that point, we recognize you were right to begin with. In essence.
But they never agreed to that in court. The problem is they're saying we agree that you were right to do it, but we want to be completely ignore that as a rationale.
Now, I want to, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I'm not. If you look at the way the South describes the war that happened in the mid-19th century versus the way the North describes the war.
You mean
that
the recent war of Northern aggression?
Well, yes. I'm not even going there. I'm going to the war between the states versus the Civil War. Because the war between the states implies it's a war between the states. A civil war is a war between a recognized government and an unrecognized government. So I think you see the dichotomy that you're talking about, even in the way that it's named.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good point.
And that's, I think that needs to be part of, now I'm going to throw you another curve. I'm far from a constitutional scholar. And I don't have any argument with anything that they're saying here in terms of when the states essentially lost their rights, which they did. But wouldn't it be simpler to begin to educate people on the 10th Amendment and begin to put judges in that supported the 10th Amendment, since the judges seem to be making our laws now?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the other points that we heard was that items are considered constitutional when we accept them or when we don't push back on them.
Yeah.
No matter what
nullification.
No matter what the courts say, if we accept it, all of a sudden it becomes constitutional.
And you know
right
what,
or wrong.
Bob, you've hit on something that I think is a better remedy. We need to push our present government to nullify things that are clearly unconstitutional and just say, not in North Carolina. We're not going to do it.
You remember,
we didn't authorize you to go there, therefore you have not gone there.
Remember how hard our legislators pushed back when we first mentioned nullification? Like, oh my gosh, we can't go there. That's just impossible.
Yeah.
I think the nature of this argument puts anybody who's currently sitting in government in a very uneasy position.
Hear, hear.
I think that there are compelling logical arguments and legal arguments and whatnot made by this organization. And I also think that with the multitude of research evidence that they put out, it's kind of overwhelming. I mean, this guy's clearly done his homework, and it can be picked apart. It could be a course in college whenever you talk about the nature of where do governments get their proper authority from. And I think the important thing that they really do is get a lot of people thinking about that, where, you know, what is just for government to do, and what do the people, I mean, let's remember, we the people are supposed to be in charge of the government. Now, does that mean we all the people, or does that mean through a, you know, what process that, you know, which is defined in the Constitution? Everybody has kind of just given it as a for granted where this authority comes from, and the very nature of where sovereignty and where authority for the government comes from, the structure of that, whether it be, you know, through the, from God to the people, to the, you know, and the states and the citizens, and how that, you know, those people and those organizations all line up, that's something that too many people just take for granted and don't even question. And that's an important part of this entire structure, whether you agree with the arguments or not.
Yeah. The other part of it, too, I mean, we're sitting here among a group of people that has decided to pay attention.
You betcha.
If you explain this to 90% of the residents of North Carolina, they would look at you like you were green and purple spotted and had horns. It's just, he's right. I'm not arguing his argument. I'm just wondering if he can get from where he is to where he wants to go in the time we have left before our government totally turns into something unrecognizable.
All right, well, we're going to stop right there to take a break to hear a word from our sponsors. And we'll come back and continue this conversation.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're having a very interesting discussion on a presentation that was given by America's Remedy. I'm finding it kind of frightening in some aspects.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you're looking at some big changes that could be good, but could also have some negative impact on us. And maybe I don't understand enough yet, so let's keep discussing it. Mary, you were bringing out some good points.
Well, again, what he said is very valid. His legal case is extremely valid. But I'm not sure the amount of time it would take to educate the American public to reclaim their rights. I'm not sure we have that much time. I would be more inclined to go after the 10th Amendment recalling judges.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with you because the level of apathy that we're witnessing is just...
And it's a whole lot more complicated than the other things that Mary was suggesting, but I'm not even sure because of what I was saying about whether we successfully withdrew or not.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure it is the proper legal remedy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the one thing we can agree to is we all want to fix the problem.
Well, yes. It's going to take a dedicated effort by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing people step up to the plate in the numbers that we really need. I wish I did. And that's what this show's all about, is to try to educate and encourage people to get involved at the grassroots level. And I hope we're doing that. And Hal?
Mary, maybe I'm not thinking clearly, but I'm not exactly sure that I know what you mean when you say go to the 10th Amendment. Because if I'm recalling right, the 10th Amendment means the things that aren't specifically designated to the federal government are left to the states and to the people. And it seems now that the judges are leaving darn little to the states and to the people.
Well, that's what I mean. You've got to start recalling judges. Well, you've got to start holding judges to the Constitution.
I agree with you.
There again, do we have time to do that? Because they have been so embedded over the last decades, the liberal judges that have been put in and put into place, and it doesn't look like anybody has the backbone to recall them or get them out of there.
Well, you know, Trump is appointing some pretty conservative people. They're being slow walked, but he is working on that problem from that angle
right,
in a good way.
But who knows how many federal judges we have?
We have an insane amount. And I also think it's important to note that some of these judges that are problematic were put in by both parties. So
that
definitely highlights the issue of the slow walking that Rayner brought up. And it's not worth, you know, discounting the fact that I think we should be working on both fronts, because there's been plenty, both being, you know, holding judges accountable, having this a case like this that points out that the 10th Amendment was really, in some ways, stepped upon by the 14th. And if the manner in which the 14th was passed broaches, you know, legal constructs, then that needs to be pointed out. Because imagine, for instance, if the Prohibition Amendment was passed, and then you could prove beyond legal reasonable doubt that prohibition repeal was changed and done illegally, then you would legally be able to be like, no, that, you know, the repeal of prohibition never happened, and prohibition is still justifiable law.
Yes, well, we got back in under duress. Our current constitution was forced on us under duress.
That's my point exactly.
Okay.
You mean the state constitution?
Yeah.
That
business of not being able to secede and owing allegiance to the Constitution and the government of the United States. Well, we owe allegiance to the Constitution if we're states, but not necessarily to the government.
That, right. And if the 14th Amendment was a roundabout on the 10th Amendment, that yet the 14th was passed unconstitutionally, that would be worth noting and should be talked about.
It's grounds for nullifying it.
It's grounds for a lot of different things.
There's another aspect of this, too, and it's called public relations. Because right now, if you're a constitutionalist and you believe in the Constitution, the media considers you a radical. So
you're right. That's ridiculous.
Part of our battle is against the media here.
Right. And another question there is, as you just stated, it requires that you hold allegiance to the government of the United. What about all these people who have no allegiance to the government now that Trump's not our president? Where does that put them?
So far as I'm concerned, they're wrong, but they have every right to be wrong.
Well, not according to what you just said.
According to what our Constitution says, I don't agree with that.
Right. They're not holding any allegiance. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying they're violating the Constitution by not holding allegiance to the government.
It's true, but in my head and heart, I don't either.
Okay, I'm just trying to stir the pot, you know.
Yeah. Helicopter rights.
There's one point in the 14th Amendment that I think that we haven't really discussed. It really should be brought out. Is that Fourth Amendment Section 2 says, when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for president and vice president of the United States, it goes on representatives, Congress, and almost anybody that runs for public office, it says that is denied to any person who served in the rebellion. So if you were a Confederate soldier during the rebellion, you were not allowed to go to the polls and vote. And as John Ains pointed out, people were driven away from the polls at gunpoint because they had participated in the rebellion, where people who had not, in other words, the Northern sympathizers and Republicans or whatever you want to call them, that they were escorted into vote. So it wasn't a fair vote to begin with.
Right. He had a lot of interesting points. It was a very educational meeting. But, you know, like I said, people are going to have to listen to it and make up their own minds about it. I think that you've hit on a lot of good points here, the 10th Amendment. We definitely need to be looking at that solution. Nullification is definitely a way to go.
And I think our representatives in North Carolina are getting less prickly about that word nullification,
right,
and the notion of the General Assembly interposing itself between the people of North Carolina and an out-of-control federal government.
Right. Let's talk about a recent event and what impact it may have on some of the sitting representatives and how vocal they want to be. Judge Roy Moore just won election.
Yeehaw!
Now, what kind of message is that sending when the president's was supporting his opponent, and Judge Roy Moore still
Roy
got.
Roy Moore seems like the more conservative of the two, and I think people are sick to death of sending people to D.C. and have them change their stripes.
I think you could equate it to that commercial that says, "Can you hear me now?"
Yeah,
he's more Trump than Trump. That's the honest answer, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. But there's also the matter that some of the representative re-election money from Congress, the Republican re-election money, went to his opponent. His opponent had tons of money. And people said, no, we don't like the status quo. We don't want another rhino in there.
Yeah.
And the guy may not be a rhino, but anybody supported by this.
Well, he was associated with Mitch McConnell.
I have a thought about that. I wanted to know what you all think. I thought that maybe President Trump was pushing Savage because he didn't want another member of the Freedom Caucus or another really strong constitutionalist. You don't believe in that?
I think he was pushing Savage because Savage was already in there and is going to be in there until January, and he was protecting his
flank. Oh, that's right, and Savage did say he would vote with him.
Yeah, I think he was protecting his flank.
We heard the theory that, yes, for the rest of this year, he would still be there, so the president was trying to support him. I think we should remember back a couple of weeks, we heard a very, very conservative, you mentioned Freedom Caucus,
yes,
mentioned to us that, go ahead, they can have the millions of dollars. I'll take the millions of votes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 And I think that also relates, I think it relates directly to this idea of what Roy Moore is going to be able to do, because he will pull the president in a different direction. And it's a matter of, okay, do you want somebody who will vote with you, or do you want somebody in it? You know, the concept is the Overton window. And he's going to pull votes and attention from the United States Senate, which is, you know, it's still a prestigious body, even if it doesn't function particularly great sometimes. And he's going to pull attention in a direction that is going to make people, you know, he's probably to the right of, you know, Rand Paul and, you know, some of these other guys who are considered the most conservatives.
Right. Well, that's a good point, Michael. And based on some of the president's comments that he's just made since the election, he felt like Roy Moore was way out there to extreme right and would not have a chance in the November elections. So he thought the other guy had a better chance. We got to take another break. To hear from our sponsors, we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. For fresh, delicious seafood, come to Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro. We've got a big variety to choose from. Do you like shrimp, scallops, salmon? We've got them. We've got all sorts of fish. Right now, come for the soft-shell crabs from our place. Sausage and salmon we smoked with pecan wood, devil crabs, and even peanuts we boil ourselves. You can also pick up seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sauces at Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hope you've enjoyed our presentation so far and discussion. And, you know, if you've got some comments you'd like to make, you can go to cctaxpayers.com, click on the comment button. That'll let us know you're listening to the show, what you think of it, and you can comment, and you know, we'll read those comments later on a follow-up show.
And you can comment in person at our monthly meetings.
Right, every third Tuesday, downtown New Bern at 7 o'clock, free and open to the public. Please come down and join us. If you're listening to the show, you know we have some very good speakers, and we'd love to have you. Hal, you were talking about the vote on statehood for Alaska. Yeah, and I thought that was interesting.
Well, thanks. And the way that came up was Rainer and I recently, you know, had a visit from Monica as well as John. Monica was here part of the time. Unfortunately, she had to go back yesterday. But since this business of statehood and the things that John Ames had been talking to us about, it's kind of piqued my curiosity. And when I thought about how the Alaskan state was formed and their vote on statehood, and I said, Monica, we've been looking at how the Confederate states were re-entered to the Union, and I was wondering about Alaska's statehood. I was wondering if you felt that it had been fairly conducted and openly and constitutionally, and she said, well, actually, I don't. She said, I feel like that the people who had come there to Alaska had more to say about it than Native Alaskans, and also that because of the large presence of American service members that voted, we didn't really hear from the Alaskan people. So I was wondering if John wanted to comment on that, how he felt about it. This is probably the first time he's heard anything about it.
Well, that's a pretty commonly held view, yes.
Well, you want to comment any more on what we've had to say?
No, I appreciate the opportunity, but yeah, that's pretty commonly held view. There were a lot of soldiers there just after World War II, and they were asked to vote. So, yeah, be interesting to know if there would be more effect.
That vote was also before the Northern oil fields.
Yes, so we're talking 1970s.
I mean, people might say, okay, that money played into it, but that was unknown money at that time.
It was sure. 1959, no. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
And another interesting topic that came up during commercial break, off mic, was this thing about Texas and the attempt to turn it into a blue state. And that generated some interest in next week's show that we plan to do. And that was called the Rocky Mountain Heist.
Mary introduced me to that some time ago, a couple of years probably ago, and I've thought so much about it. I did some research on it, and I've saved some of that, and we could get into it a little bit. But it was really astounding the way they went after certain positions within the state in order to turn the state from from a conservative state to a much more liberal blue state.
Lest we get too depressing. We need to remember what Bob was saying about boots on the ground versus money. We have right here in this part of North Carolina a really good example of that. When Randy Ramsey ran against Norman Sanderson,
right,
he had, I don't remember the exact numbers, about but something million. Like $40,000 versus $400,000 in the campaign kitty. The $40,000 guy had piles of boots on the ground, and he won handily.
Right.
So people's paying attention, coming out, participating, can counter a whale of a lot of money if we'll just do it.
That's right. That's why it's so important not to be apathetic and sit back and let everybody else take care of the problem.
Yep.
You have to be part of the solution, people. You've got to get off that couch and go out and do your civic duty and vote. And I don't care who you vote for. Just exercise that right, that freedom. Go out and vote. Yeah, I do really care. But
it relates to another state that works as a syllogism for this, and compare solidly red California for decades, and then you had the Reagan amnesty in 1986, and then in 1992, it became and has become increasingly a guaranteed Democratic stronghold, one of the bluest of the blue states. And whether it be DACA or the way that the people acted at the Nancy Pelosi event a week and a half ago, where they pointed out that DACA is, for all intents and purposes, going to be the lead avant-garde for greater and push for amnesty. That's a pretty significant, when you look at geopolitically what's going on in Texas, it's hard to discount the fact that you get one, you get the other.
Yeah, well, in California,
mistakes have consequences, so we need to be careful.
California exactly. Also gives us the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yeah, imagine you get another version of that out of the Texas region.
Yeah.
I'd rather not. Yeah. I don't like nightmares.
That should scare people into Rick's idea of getting out and mobilizing and doing things to stop this.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left. Anybody have any further comments on America's Remedy?
Well, not exactly on America's Remedy, but about state government here in North Carolina. One of the things that troubles me is, and the same thing happened in Virginia, so much of the power shifted to the population centers.
Right.
And because of that, the senators and the representatives are both elected basically by population.
Right.
So when you get a big population center like Raleigh and Durham and Chapel Hill and then the other ones like Charlotte and places like that, they begin to control that state government.
Right. And those population centers have become targets for outside interests.
Yes.
They bus them into the states. They do everything they can. They bring people in from other places to vote.
Perfect example is Illinois. Literally, the state of Illinois Assembly cannot do anything without the city of Chicago's will because they control the assemblies. Even though you look on the map and blue Illinois, solidly blue Illinois, becomes all revenue looked by counties.
Well, look at, like Rainer's saying here in North Carolina, we were a totally red state during the election except for
the governor
and state attorney, auditor.
Yeah. And Attorney General.
Attorney General and one other one.
Now, how did that happen? How do you go out and vote straight Republican ticket on most all of them, and then on the two highest office there, you vote Democrat?
Well, I think that we pay some attention to Major Dave.
Right.
We'll find out a little bit about that.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and please visit our sponsors and let them know what you think of CCTA Wake Up Call. And please support their businesses. We'll hope to see you back here again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
There's something for everyone at Stingray Cafe in New Bern. For the seafood lover, there are oysters, shrimp, scallops, clams, crabs, snow crab legs, and a wide variety of fish. Not in the mood for seafood? How about a salad, a burger, beef brisket, or some good old hickory smoked barbecue? There's even a menu section for folks 10 and younger. Open 7 days a week, the Stingray Cafe on South Front Street in New Bern, just across the street from the History Center.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. The CCTA appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Stingray Cafe, South Front Street, New Bern, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Force 5 Marine Saltwater Corrosion Inhibitor. Join us again next week at this time for your wake-up call from the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, online at cctaxpayers.com.